Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Being Real here with me, Owen Farley, on Impact 103, where we get to challenge the way that we think so that we can be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. Now, yesterday we started off with this conversation on redefining desire so that our passion can actually spring from God and not self-centeredness or selfish ambition. And I'm looking forward to carry on with this discussion. And you can also let me know if you have been thinking of things inside your life, desires in your life that God has asked you to lay down, and you have seen how beneficial it was for your relationship with God to lay it down and allow Him to redefine it in your heart. Let me know here on Impact 103 at 071-364-0376. And then also just remember, at the end of yesterday, I was giving some, actually just a hint that I'm going to be laying down some big news at the end of the show. And coming up also at 10:30, as usual, every single Tuesday, we have Challenge for Change. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires and the secret petitions of your heart. This scripture, every time I read it, it tells me so much about the heart of God, the heart of my Father. And I must admit, I used to take a look at the scripture and think, man, yes, I can get anything that I want. That's fantastic. And man, my Father had to sit me down. My Heavenly Father had to sit me down and just tell me, Owen, let me explain my heart to you. You know, do you think that me, your Father, that gives you good things, would give my child that I love something that they don't understand the value of, or they don't know, understand how to use it correctly, how to use it properly so that it'll benefit them and others? And one of the examples he gave me was a Ferrari, and how someone steps into a Ferrari, and if they are a kid without any license, you give them that, all of a sudden there's going to be absolute tremendous danger. You know, they have to have the character, they have to have the self-control to be put behind such power. And it was exactly the same with me when I realized how much I desired this aspect of my life of being in worship and being used by God to do worship. And I started to realize that God wasn't just saying, I'm going to give you the desires. He was saying, I'm going to give you the desires that you're supposed to have. I'm going to put them inside of your heart. And I was like, Lord, this is amazing. Like, I realize that you're purifying my heart and you're giving me the desires that come from your heart. You are the spring of life, and the desires that I'm getting now are coming from your heart. And I love this about the Lord. I love this about His heart, is that it continues to spring good things, not bad things, good things. Things that are going to prosper us, not harm us, but give us a future and a hope. Rearrange, redefine, just be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that God can show you exactly what your desire is supposed to be as you purify it. And reminds me of a scripture in Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, roll and repose each care of your load on Him. Trust, lean on, rely, and be confident also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. And as I started to ask God to rearrange my thinking, to rearrange the way that I talk, the way that I walk, the way that I think about this desire of worship, I started actually learning from the Holy Spirit. I submitted to Him teaching me, because the Bible says that He will teach you everything that you need to know. So as I was busy stewarding my gift and practicing, I leant on not only like the logical way of, okay, these are the chords, this is the the scales. However, I leant on the Holy Spirit, and I realized it was about me communing with God, me pouring my heart into the worship, into the lyrics, into the way that it was played. And it was so crazy because as I was doing this, I realized that every time someone would walk into the room and I was playing, as I was breaking it, I was like, oh man, I would start to think, oh man, what do they think about the way that I'm playing? And the Holy Spirit would stop me right in my tracks, because as soon as I did that, it's like he would leave. He would leave. He's like, you see, your focus is not on me. It's on what other people think. And it was starting to break it in me, break it in me, break it in me. And it reminds me of that scripture of John 15, 5. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Listen to that. You can do nothing without him. I love this, God. I love your truth. It's so true. And in those moments when I was practicing and someone would just walk in, I realized, oh, man, I'm trying to do it by myself. God, I give myself over to you. I'm surrendering to you so that you can rearrange, redefine exactly what you want my desires to be. Psalm 37 seems to be the scripture to go to and meditate on, because in this, in Psalm 37:7, now it says, be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Now, in my process of laying this desire down, I've realized that there's been times where I've said, okay, Lord, how long? Like, literally, how long is it going to take? How long do I have to lay this down? And then I start comparing myself to other people. And I'm like, look at them. They're getting it done. And they're not even doing it your way. How come they're succeeding? And I start comparing myself. And then all of a sudden, I find myself in the midst of jealousy. And I was like, Lord, you need to change this. But all the way, he's teaching me his way to do it. So that when his time actually arrives, it's like done exactly when it needs to be, you know. And God tests your motive. He tests the motivation and intentions of your heart so that you can actually be doing it with real love. And that's what I had to learn. I had to learn that my motive behind worship and my motive behind being in what God wants me to do is not a selfish ambition, but actually coming from the source of real love. I had to wait, be patient on his timing. Because like it says, God is in control. God is in control. Be still, rest in the Lord, wait on him, and he will bring it to pass. So just stay tuned with us, because coming up next, we have Challenge for Change. And I just love these moments where we have different presenters here in the studio with us, actually learning scripture and speaking about what we have found out. So stay tuned, because it is coming your way. The Word of God, it's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge, the challenge, the challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the Word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen, talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
We've got Tondi Rams and Stephen Jeffries in the studio with me. And I love these times with Challenge for Change. And we are going to get straight into it. So, Stephen, my man, what has been standing out to you about these scriptures this week, bro?
Well, I'd say James 4 verse 6, I'll just repeat it again. So, but he gives us more and more grace, power of the Holy Spirit, to meet these evil tendencies and all others fully. That is why he says, God sets himself against the proud and the haughty, but gives grace continually to the lowly and those who are humble enough to receive it.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that's been standing out to me.
So why is that standing out to you? Did you experience something with this week?
I would say, you know, once you really realize what God has done for you and how he keeps on continually forgiving you, he continually cleanses you, he continually accepts you, he continually works with you.
Mm.
Once you realize that, it really puts you in a place where you don't have to do any of these things. It comes out, it's not religious anymore. Right, I feel like religion, we were actually discussing in Home Cell the other day, what's the difference between religion and discipline? Religion would be something that's enforced upon you, something that you have to do, something that someone expects of you, and there's condemnation and shame if you don't.
Yeah, that's so
right.
True,
whereas
bro.
Discipline would be something that you want to do. Hmm. Like some people would go to the gym every single day, not because they have to, but because they want to look good. They want to have that, you know, that look to them. They want to be healthy. Yeah. They want to be fit. They want to be strong, right? Yeah. So they would discipline themselves to do that.
Love the fact that you brought up James 4:6, because this is kind of a scripture definitely that needed to be for this month, because I actually have also just really understood deeper and deeper how God's power that he's given us through the Holy Spirit, okay, actually gives us the ability to remove us from sin.
Yeah.
You know, we like dominate sin. We dominate our flesh. We dominate our minds and our emotions to actually say, I'm stepping out of it. I'm stepping into what the kingdom has for me. And kind of what it relies on what you said is that I'm new. You know, and I realized this so much this week, because this week, actually, one of my parents' tenants, my dad got speaking to one of his tenants, and it led to this point where she was like, wait, I need the Holy Spirit. And so we invited her into our place and started praying for her to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And what I love about it is those moments are so special and so individual for every single person. They receive the grace in whatever way they need it. You know? And what she needed was rest. She needed peace. And it was so awesome. Yeah. She messaged my mom the day afterwards and actually said, man, like, I was able to sleep the whole night through for like the first time in such a long time.
Wow.
Because I have peace. Like, it's like that's what I received, was that peace. And I'm like, you see, grace,
bro,
enables me to meet the evil tendency fully.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing I really want to add on top of that, Bill Johnson from Bethel Church, Bill, he's the head pastor of Bethel Church.
Yeah.
And he says this, that peace is a person, right? That you know, it's not just the word that you're looking for. And I think delving into the word is what gives us faith, and it's what gives us relationship. Yeah. But that peace that we're looking for is a person.
Sure.
Yes. It's not just a thing that we think about or a mindset.
Exactly.
Once you experience the presence of God, and as you say, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right? Once you receive the Holy Spirit and you receive that person, bro, everything just falls away.
It's a game changer.
Exactly. Including the evil tendencies, including the negativities, including the history, the past, the all that stuff. Yeah.
You know, Tondi, something that I really enjoy about you joining us today is that you haven't been here for this month for Challenge for Change, but you're stepping in as someone that's just saying, you know what, I'm taking a look at these scriptures. I'm going to start actually delving in deeper to what God is saying. And that's what Challenge for Change is all about.
Sure.
It's about encouraging people to step in more into the Word of God, to learn it, to memorize it, meditate on it, so they can start experiencing it.
Sure.
And we can step in at any time.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, sorry, we missed the challenge.
Catch up.
No. It's never like that.
Sure.
So tell me, bro, something in those scriptures, James 4:6, Romans 5:17, or Romans 6:6 that we've been learning, which one has been standing out to you? And something God's been speaking to you about throughout the month?
Man, I will say James 4:6, you know.
Again, look at it. Look at it happening.
I will say James 4:6 for sure. But also, like, I'm always reminded of Romans 5:17.
Yeah.
You know, that's if by one man's a sin, you know, we are all now regarded as sinful.
Yeah.
Mm. And yet through one man's righteousness, who is Jesus.
Yes.
Through him dying for us, we are now saved and reconciled with the Father. Through him, you know, we have received our identity in Christ. And so I think that is something that I'm always reminded of, because at the end of the day, in this world, there's always conflict between good and evil, darkness and light, right? Yeah. And you're constantly finding yourself in some form of a limbo, right? In a sense. And that's because of how the world is set up, all the influences that we have around us. And so sometimes you can even be influenced without knowing that you're being influenced. And you think, oh, no, this is just me.
You know, something that you said about there actually triggered this thing. I watched a movie this week, okay? I'm like a Marvel fan, okay?
Yeah.
And so I was like watching this Marvel movie, actually Captain Marvel. And it was... It's funny how God just speaks to me through movies. Like, I don't know if I'm the only one, but it's like he speaks to me through stories. And I watch the movie with the Holy Spirit and he just like gives me revelation. So it's crazy because I was watching it and the one line that was said was, it feels as though I've been fighting with one hand behind my back.
Sure.
What happens if I'm actually free? And I was like, wait a second, this is exactly what James 4:6 has been speaking about. It's like, and even now, Romans 5:17, we have the power to reign as kings. We're not going to be like fighting the enemy with one hand tied behind our back anymore. You know, okay, Jesus has given us the grace we need to step beyond this evil tendency, to face it, and to like dominate it. Come on. You know, it's like, what happens when you actually receive that and step into what Jesus has for you? You know, you fight free, man. You fight free. It's like nothing can hold you down. All right, so that's it for Challenge for Change for today. Thank you for joining us. If you are inspired just like we are to learn these scriptures, definitely pick it up, start the challenge with us, and carry on. You know, carry on in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Find out who he is. Find out the person. And
Man, yes, can I add something there quickly?
Yes, go for it.
One thing that's really been standing out to me with the repetition of scriptures and the delving into scriptures and being intentional every single day to repeat these things and to tell them of yourself. You know, and it's not saying, you know, oh, I should be this. It's basically prophesying about who you really are.
Yes.
And again, it goes back to that scripture that mentions, you know, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that just goes straight back to how intentional we need to be to renew our mind every single
day. Exactly. And that's what we're talking about today here on Being Real, is rearrange your thoughts, redefine them according to the Word of God. Lay it all down for Jesus at his feet. And when you have a desire, you really need to lay it down for him so that you can see him return it to you. And this is really what I felt like I've done with worship has been actually, okay, Lord, I'm laying this down so that you can work in my life. And it's been amazing because now's the time for the big news. I have to kind of spill the beans on what I've been saying is going to be dropping the bomb. And what is so amazing for me is that I am now, God opened this door for me to actually be going through to Europe with my church in order to create a worship album. And it's been, so many years of laying down this desire. And here it is, God just opening up the doors, bringing the provision. And I'm on my way to learn, to grow, to humble myself. It's just going to be serving a different area, you know. But as I'm leaving for these next 3 months, you know, stay tuned to Impact because we're going to have great presenters coming your way. For example, straight after this, we're going to have Tondi Rams with Tondi on Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. Here he is, Mr. Tondi Rams. How are you doing today, sir?
Thank
you so much for joining me, Challenge for Change, earlier on.
Yeah, I'm so ecstatic, man. And I feel like I'm the one who is going abroad. You know, I feel like I'm the one who's going on this trip because I'm just so excited for you.
Oh,
I'm so
dude, happy. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was busy jumping up and down and just screaming. Yeah.
I love it.
Because I'm like, I mean, it's amazing. You know, like you spoke about how you waited and you've been patient and something that you had kind of in a way let go. And now God has, you know, revived that in you at this specific time.
Yes.
And he also made provision. It reminds me of something that, you know, I said, I think it's Miles Monroe. He says, God starts where he has already finished.
Yes. You know, dude.
God starts with. So for you, it's like, oh man, I'm still dreaming about this. So I'm still, you know, figuring this thing out. But he's like, I'm already done.
Yes.
I'm just walking you through that process that I've already finished.
Yes.
You know, so I'm just like, man, it's really exciting seeing you now walking in that and being where you are now.
Yeah. And hopefully this can encourage every single person that's listening, because honestly, God is not a respecter of persons.
Sure.
What he does for one, he will surely do for another.
Yes.
And I know every single one of us has this dream, this desire that we want to see accomplished, and we just need to wait on God. Wait for his timing. Wait for him to do it. When he leads and you see the Spirit moving with provision, open doors, favor, all of a sudden you know, okay, wait, God, you're doing this, you know? And then you have the confidence to step into it boldly.
Mm.
So that's me, Owen, signing out for the next 3 months.
Gonna miss you.
Oh, dude, gonna miss you too. But right here on Impact, things are definitely not gonna change. Just gonna heat up even more and more as we continue to pursue our relationship with Jesus with such awesome presenters coming your way. Stay tuned for Tondi Rams.